Welcome back here on Mix 93. Head Coach Joe Schott is with us in our Coach's Corner, again brought to you by Fine Line Tire at Hancock, Fine Line Tire Express in Houghton, where we serve you the guests. 3-2 final here tonight. Michigan Tech gets the game winner in OT. And congratulations, Coach. It was a fun game to watch. A tough one to give up that last one late in the period. But this was a great matchup, I thought, tonight.
Yeah, and we didn't give them much there. They got a puck through, and you know, they got out of some trouble there. We had good pressure on them, and they threw it at the net, and our D were stacked high, and you know, it just leaked out through Blake a little bit to the back door, and they tapped it in. I don't know if it got behind the line by very much, but I thought our guys played very hard. I give Northern Michigan a ton of credit. They were down to 4D for about half of mm-hmm. that game. And we tried to go after them with as much speed and things as we could to try to turn their D and tire them out. But they got actually a little bit simpler with their plays and settled the game down a bit. So give them a ton of credit. We were out. You know, they lost a player or two, one injury, one misconduct, and we lost a couple from the hits. So it was a trade-off in the overall part of it, but extremely proud of our guys. Thought we got some very good play. I thought we played well as a team. Slow start, second period I was confident. I told the coaches I was confident coming out in the second period that we were going to be better, that we just had to let them get their energy out of their system.
That's exactly what we were saying too. Weather that storm in that first period, and that's exactly what you guys did. You get the two power play goals here tonight too, Coach. That special teams working pretty good for us right now.
Yeah, and then again, Crespi gets another big goal for us. You know, he steals that puck at the end. I'm not sure. I haven't really looked at it yet, but I don't know if it was an errant pass or what it was, but he picked that off and had a clean breakaway and had a good look. And talented young man that just keeps growing for us. There's so many guys played extremely well. I thought Leip was really well. It was really good in the game. All of our forwards played well. Nadella's growing up. Logan Piedla was tremendous. Tremendous all weekend. Yeah. So he got to sit back and rest a couple games ago and reflect on things. Instead of going the other way, he came out and now he's found his game again, and couldn't happen at a better time. So I think that's a huge game for us that I believe ties us with them in the standings.
Right, because we get three in the WCHA, two out of three, right?
We get two
points. Get the win in the...
They were ahead of us by one, so they're done with games, and we're tied with them. So with a win and a tie, we get the tiebreaker. So we're that much closer to a home ice bid. Now we have to go, and we have a big task ahead of us next weekend against I don't know how that game's going tonight, but an undefeated Mankato team. We're hoping that they are able to take some, you know, to beat Bemidji. But who knows if they enjoyed their couple nights ago, enjoyed their night off.
2-2 at the end of two.
Yeah, that's going to – Bemidji plays them hard, and I bet you the power plays are very low. They always are when Bemidji's playing. They're fortunate. When they play Mankato, they're the only team that doesn't get penalties racked up against them. So I know I'm rambling, but very proud.
Congratulations, Coach. It's a big win. I know it was tough to give up that lead in the third period, but to gut out a win like that against Northern Michigan and take six out of six games, I mean, it's really almost unheard of.
Yeah, in the national scheme of it, though, that's a win.
Right.
Like in the pairwise and everything, and in everything that you do, that's a win. So, again, we came up with what we needed to do. We put Northern Michigan behind us now, so if we happen to have to play Northern Michigan in the first round of the playoffs, it'll be at our rink. Right. So that's a good thing for us, and you see that they're a better team on their on their ice. I mean, I think the shots are 12-2 or something after one.
After one, they
and then we ended. I think they ended up even, or we probably outshot them by one with that and it was the important one, the last one.
It was. Congratulations, Coach. Great. Safe travels back home.
Yeah, can't wait to get back to the Copper Country.
We'll talk to you back on Monday.
Thanks.
All right, Head Coach Joe Schott here on Mix 93. Our coach.